not fiction. For the first time in years, all the girls in every girly magazine can't make me feel any less alone. I'm reaching for the phone to call at 703. On your machine I slur a plea for you to come home. But I know it's too late, and I should have given you a reason to stay. Given you a reason to stay. Given you a reason to stay. This is fact, not fiction. For the first time in
Montego. again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Well, it is times like these that you learn to live again and you learn to love again. Hey, boys and girls, welcome to the big show. What?
Are you teaching the class to learn to love again?
I am, actually. Yes, I. The man with the most least, whatever you want to call it, is going to teach the class. Anyways, welcome, boys and girls. 2:15 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up. I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for Dudio.
What is it, the beatnik hour? Hey, daddy.
Hey, listen, it's tough when you have to, you know, rush in and everything's, you know, there's like cables and laptops and butt juice everywhere. I don't know. Even know what that means. Anyway, sitting across from me is my partner in crime, the funny man, the salt to my pepper, the Patriots to my Bills,
the snake to my mongoose, or the mongoose to my
is the funny man Christopher Ridgway. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Well, you sound well. You look well. You always do. I like that shirt that you're wearing, by the way.
Do you want to wear it? I'll just sit here in a wife beater.
Let's not get fresh. But definitely love the Chuck Taylors.
Oh, hey. Tell Blake Shelton.
I was going to say, who doesn't, right?
Blake Shelton doesn't.
Well, too bad for Blake Shelton. Well, I guess not too bad for him because he's got Gwen Stefani, so.
Yeah, well, she's just trying to make Gavin jealous. Gavin tweeted him, asked how his junk tasted.
Oh, dude. It's too early for that. After the 3 o'clock hour, that's when we get nasty. But for right now, okay. And you know what? Hey. Gavin had me, so.
Yeah, he was on your back.
He was. That's right. Awesome. Me and Chris were at the Orpheum one summer's eve. That didn't even sound right either. And, Gavin asked me if he could put his knee on my back to play the guitar. We were first row in the balcony at the Orpheum.
That it was greatest, awesome.
One of the greatest shows I ever seen. What am I going to say? No.
I'm like, who's this jerk behind us? Should I punch him? And all of a sudden, look up. He's like, hey, what's up, Gavin? That was really cool.
All right.
Then we found out he was bi-curious. Maybe even more awesome.
No, I didn't know that, no. Now I feel a little violated.
Well, you know, he did give you $20.
Actually, I don't think I've ever been a little violated. All right, kids. So, if you just tuned in and you think you have the wrong station, you don't. It is the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the great city of Medford, Boston. And I didn't say state as I usually do. And it is 69 degrees. Ironically, it is 69 degrees. And
it's a sexy 69.
Has there ever not? Oh, yeah. I guess maybe it has not been one. But it is.
Did you ever see 70s porn? There you go.
What are you talking about?
All
hair. I was in 70s porn.
Yeah, that's where we met. We were huge in micro Indonesia.
Yeah, we were high-fiving with our bad mustaches. Speaking of mustaches, let's get our man, the mustache of Medford, on the phone. And anyways, I know we haven't even started yet, and we're already out of control. The number here is 781-350-3264, and that, you know, trust me, use that as a combination. Because I can't look at this.
I've been having gin and tonic as a combination.
Oh, see, now give me a bank card.
Why?
So I can go and punch in gin and tonic and get all your money. All right,
I meant a gin with a combination of tonic. Actually, I don't drink gin.
This has only been about 5 minutes of banter, and you know what you're getting yourself into. Everybody does that listens to the show religiously, and I don't mean that by any...
sacrilege. You don't want to go to heck.
But anyways, I'm going to play a couple songs to let us regroup, because we're going to need a regroup. And we got a big, you know, a proclamation, if we're going to stay on the religious aspect of it. No, but we have a good announcement, which I kind of been hinting at.
Is it I've been fired?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. No, not till after the show, at least.
Oh, okay.
And
it'd be awesome. Fire me mid-show.
Who's going to do the shout-outs? That's what I'm going to say. We're going to be back with the shout-outs. And you guys want to hear anything, you know, hit me and Chris up on our Facebook, or just go directly to the Giddy Up page, because that's probably the best way. Because we're in mid-show. We're mid-show form, which basically means we're both naked and, you know, we don't check our Facebooks. So, anyways... I guess we're going to be back with the shout-outs, Chris.
I guess we will be.
All right, sir. I do like that shirt, but I don't want you to take it off.
How about the pants? You like the pants?
I'll take the Chuck Taylors, though.
Ooh, hey. Yeah. You know what Blake Shelton says about men who wear Chuck Taylors.
I don't care what Blake Shelton says.
I'll beat him with my Chuck Taylors.
That's right. This is a rock and roll program.
Yeah.
Real men. And I flop around. Man. I flop around like Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, no
with
kidding.
Chuck Taylors. Anyways, why don't you take us out, Chris, and we'll be back with the shout-outs.
You all listen to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
All right, kids. We'll be right back after a little Toto.
It's not in the way that you stay to the end.
That's probably the only time that Axel has ever whispered anything. Anyways, boys and girls, 2:28 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. Hey, this is not a bad song, but guess what?
That's a good song.
It's a really good song.
I love this rock, Walter.
And we will play that. I guarantee it. Oof. Anyways, but for right now, what we want to do is our shout-outs at almost 2:30. We're getting late on the shout-outs.
Oh,
huh?
My God.
All right. But next week, I'm sure our ship will be straight.
We'll be... lion tamer will be coming in to tame the two...
Over
there.
And, yes.
Shoot us up with Thorazine and make us calm.
More like pellet guns or whatever. Blow, what are they called?
Blow darts.
Blow darts, yes. You idiots. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Kids. Like I said, on this 21st day of October, and Halloween?
Halloween. No, he's my baseball coach. Halloween.
No, nah, I mix. It was a girl I used to date. Anyways, yeah, you snorted. It's time. Will you stop it? You're making me laugh way too much, dude. All right, so it is that time of the show where we, don't depreciate. We love you guys, obviously, and we do our shout outs to the people that listen in and our faithful, only listeners, actually.
Just you, the faithful ones. Except all right, for the ones who drive by and just trying to tune something in their rent-a-cars.
Do you want to do the Wheel of Fortune first? The Wheel of Music? Why don't we just spin the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because this is a segment.
It's a huge wheel.
It is a huge wheel. That's what Bozo the Clown said. Anyways, it is a segment we do now, which is great. I think a great addition to the program that we do the music wheel, and wherever it lands, a good funny man picks the top 20, top 10, whatever it may be, songs of that year. So, all right, let's hit it. Wow, that's a good year.
Oh?
Yeah. It was the year I lost my virginity. And I know
1948?
And I and I know I say that every week when we spin the wheel, but it's 1989, kids. Music, MTV was young. Actually, they played music on it. I was young, and
I was young.
I played music on it as well. Okay,
we're still riding tricycles.
Stop. So 89 is the year.
None of them face tubes.
In about an hour or so.
And U-books.
What's wrong with you? Okay, so we're going to do the shout-outs now. So why don't you take it away? Christopher, the funny man, Ginga.
All right, for 10/21, 2016.
Can you? Ginga. I love pancakes.
All these pancakes.
This is actually what I meant this to play for you.
The shout-outs. Okay, welcome back to the Giddy Up Universe. Debbie Depot liking us today.
Yes.
Chris in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph.
There you go.
And also Danielle Santa Lucia. Thank you so much.
Danielle.
Danielle, I'm sorry. Yes. That was Danielle.
No, the I, the E, and everything else is silent.
So her name is?
Danielle.
Oh, I just didn't make a noise.
No, well, you should know you're Italian.
I'm only half. I only half understand this stuff.
Well, then you should have got the half right of her name.
Which half? I don't know. So, by the way, thank you for posting the link.
Yes.
For
thanks,
people to
D.
listen.
Thank
that
you,
is
D.
awesome. So, moving on with shout-outs. And batting leadoff, as usual, in the lovely Salem, Massachusetts.
That's right.
The haunted happening herself, Jennifer Kenarzynski, lead them.
Mom, we Kim, love you, Jen.
We love you dearly.
And we love you, Mom.
Mom and Kim at
Mom
Mall
and Kim.
The Trans.
Of course.
Billy Roderick. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. You go for the hash, but you stay for the company.
Whatever that means.
I'm writing slogans for them now.
All right.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm just a funny man all the time? I write slogans on the side.
Well, that's your only job, so.
I'm a slogan writer. You want a slogan?
Do I want a slogan?
Yeah, I'll write a slogan for you.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I don't have one yet. I said I'll write one for you. I didn't say I've written one for you. Christina, you just gave me the finger.
I did not.
What are you, Terry Francona?
You cannot prove that.
Yeah, I can too. Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson, tonight on the Time Tunnel from 10 to midnight.
That's
on
right.
These MFO airwaves.
For the baby making music.
Yes. And Michelle Langley Kaplis.
You know what's funny, right? Somebody's calling into the station.
Yep.
But the phone lines do not work on the mixing board for some reason.
Think they might have called the wrong number?
I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, it's probably
whoever reprogrammed this.
It's a telemarketer.
Did not. Yeah.
It's a telemarketer. They're gonna try to sell us Windows or something. Teresa McKenzie.
Yes.
Old school Steve, the great Springfield native Leah Hall.
Yeah.
Dear friend of ours, David Struff.
Play some Leah.
Play something for Leah.
Yes, absolutely.
Ed Riley, Matt Fisher. From the lounge, Denny Martinetti and Stephanie Cardone, who are rocking the airwaves last night from 8 to 10 p.m. And they'll be here every Thursday until eternity, until the earth crashes into the sun. They will be here Thursdays 8 to 10.
Most likely.
President of the Giddy Up Fan Club and also vice president. That's what a big fan he is. Captain Wayno Friedman.
Wayno, we haven't heard from him in a couple weeks.
We haven't.
Yeah. He's okay.
Yeah, call Foxwoods. He's on the CBC. He's driving the
exactly.
Maybe his car got stuck in the parking lot. Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Shelly Driver, and his cousin Kyle, the bus driver. Got the same last name, right?
Yes.
Hopefully, we'll be hearing from this gentleman later in the show, Joe Breezy Hyde.
Yes.
Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody.
Yes.
Bill Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi-Hebert, whew. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan, Jim and the Kids on the number 93 yellow bus.
You know you said a mouthful when you get two tears for fears.
Well, they're getting paid. Mom, we got supper money tonight.
No, don't let them know that we use their tune as the backdrop.
Yeah, you don't want Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith showing up at your door demanding their pay.
Did you just say their names, or do you have Tourette's?
Yes,
both.
Marcy Kitterzinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Frankie the Mustache of Metha.
Oh boy. Hey, I'll tell you right now, if he does want to come in next week, hopefully he will get in touch with me or yourself on Facebook or
yep.
whatever. He has my phone number, he can text me. If he wants to come in, we would love to have him.
Mm-hmm.
Because being that close to Halloween, next week will be our Halloween show.
Extravaganza.
Pretty much. As long as, you, Frankie, and myself don't wear, dresses and kick them up. But,
so, there goes my plan for next week.
So Frankie will be dressed as his usual Halloween costume as Tom Selleck. But he'll have to bring it down a notch.
Yeah, by the way,
he has a way better mustache.
Do you know how they retired the world's most interesting man for the Dos Equis ads? They, sent him to Mars.
What?
Yeah, and now they're going to bring a new one in. I think Frankie should be the world's most interesting man.
I definitely agree with you there.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, he's an actor, so, I mean, you know, he should try out for that part.
Let's start a petition.
Okay.
Another one of our fan favorites, Denise Fioretti, Mamalette.
That's right. And Mamalette had posted a picture of herself when she was like, I don't know.
I mean, she was just a minnowette. Yeah.
She was, a minnowette.
A minnowette.
It was a beautiful picture, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said to her, you know, thank God we grew up all together because, you know, we were blessed.
Yeah.
With such good friends.
I agree. I do agree. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Penn, Conair Crow, Big Jack, and Janice. Cab number 19 with Chet on board. What did I do? Did I do something?
You said Pen Cronair.
Pen Cronin.
No, you meant to say
Cronair Cronin.
Pencil.
I'm talking when I
can't
when
wait
I'm thinking.
Carla gets here next week and it straightens all this out.
Gets his act on the road. Get a true professional instead of a buffoon reading this stuff. And then I can go back to making fun of everyone's name I just read. Cab number 54 with Cookie, Christine Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon.
That's right. My niece.
Never Say No, Christina Pappalardo.
Never Say No?
It's rhymes. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Annie D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Ryan Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termarsh, Bonnie Ivy Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Switzer. I can memorize these.
Kenya?
Yeah, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, Charlie McCarthy, the beautiful Colleen Shea,
yes,
Amy Giamacro Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Casserly, Eric Wilson, Pam Ridge, Joanne Riddle, and lastly, our dear friend Carla Barreto, who will be at Rockefeller's tonight.
That's right.
Playing the rock and or roll and all the hits for all you kids.
That's right. And she's a great DJ, and she will be here in studio with us next week.
In studio.
And you know, I didn't want to spoil it, but she will be the new addition to the Giddy Up family here. And we can't wait. We've been anticipating this for a while. But she's definitely very, very busy, especially in the month of October, because she does a lot of gigs in Salem. So, Chris, you'll be surrounded by two DJs.
Woo-hoo.
I don't know what that means.
Carla, I see Carla. Who's the other one?
Anyways, and also don't forget to mention
all I see is a chimpanzee with headphones and a microphone across from me.
My nephew's gig tonight.
Yes, so tonight at the Hard Rock in Boston. So if you're in the area, please go see Fresh Baked.
Fresh Baked.
They will be
make
on
sure
stage.
Make sure you are freshly baked.
Yes.
When you get to see them, because they do something that is very unique.
Do you have an oven on stage? They prepare pizzas, breads, pies.
Yeah,
they
all kind. Yeah, it's a bakery. It's actually a traveling bakery. Is what they do.
They must be rolling in dough.
So, why don't I? Yeah, I don't have my rim shot.
Yeah, trust me, one was not required for that lame joke.
All right,
2:42. We don't want to encourage my behavior, do we?
2:42 in the afternoon, boys and girls. And we're going to play a couple of songs and then come back with some more silliness or nonsense. And or. You like that?
And or.
And or nonsense. I guess it's pretty much the same. So why don't you take us away, Chris? Let them know what we're listening to, what they're listening to. And we'll be back with much more nonsense.
Okay, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, and we are the Giddy Up in Medford, Massachusetts.
The beautiful state of Medford. That's right. We'll be right back, kids.
Thank you. much obliged for such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. Ah, sometimes I grow so tired.
extremely fortunate and very, very lucky with this next song because the man who wrote it is in the same room with us right now. This is called Blue on Black by Mr. Kenny Wayne Shepherd. It chilled me to the bone. You turned and you ran. Oh yeah. Oh, slid right from my hand. Black tears on a river, push on a shove, it don't mean much. Choker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back. Blue on black. Oh, now I see. Truth lies and in between. From the tip of your tongue. Hey, blue on black, tears on a river, push on a shove, it don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing, doesn't bring you back. Blue on black. Tears on a river, push on a shove, it don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on a fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream doesn't change a thing, doesn't bring you back. Blue on black. Black. Mm-hmm.
doesn't change a thing. It doesn't bring you back. Yeah, blue on black. Yeah, blue on black.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them back.